out of the hostel at Burnhouse. Right. Were the two main huts, did you say?
Yeah, it was two main huts. There was the dormitory there and the dining room there, and this little bit
kind of
was
L-shaped. Ablution.
Yeah. And
what did you have within them then?
Well, in the ablution block, there was 5 toilets, 5 wash hand basins, 2 baths, and a big deep sink for you doing your washing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And you come out there, and there was like a little hallway, one into the dining room and one into the dormitory.
Right.
The full length of the dormitory was done out in cubicles, 4 people to a cubicle, and there was double bunk bed in each cubicle. There was a little dressing table in the middle, and there was a wardrobe at the end, right?
And what about the bathroom?
We were given a big wooden box that went under the bottom bunk. And that was where you kept the overflow from the drawer that you had in the dressing table. Because it was only the 4 drawers, so you had one each, right?
Yeah.
You went through the dormitory, and you went through a door at the bottom, and then there was the 4 ladies' bedroom. She had a bedroom on her own, right? And then the other side of that was the cook and her daughter were there. But cook had to get up about 5:30 in the morning, because you see, she only cooked on fuel and paraffin.
Oh, yes.
There was nothing else for it. So she had to get everything going. The porridge she made the night before, and it was only heated in the morning.
Right.
And of course, it was half a slice of toast with some beans. It was very, very sparse,
yes,
the breakfast.
Yes.
And then there was a table in the dining room in the morning, and that was laid out with bread and apricot jam and cheese.
Right.
And you made your own, we had a tin box, a little tin box each for putting our sandwiches in.
Yes.
And you made your own sandwiches to take out for the day.
What about drink? Cold tea?
Flask.
If once your flask was broke, you filled your flask, but once your flask was broke,
you
had nothing all day long.
They wouldn't give you another one?
No.
Oh, no. One a year. You only got one a year, sort of thing.
And of course, if you dropped it.
And if the clasp on your tin, there was one of those little clip over clasps,
if
the clasp on your tin broke,
well,
you just had to be careful that, you know, your tin didn't open and you didn't let where ants or anything was out in the fields or anything like this.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
So during the day, the only people at the hostel would be the warden
and
the cook and
so I think there was somebody that cleaned there.
Right.
But
yes.
But that was it. Nobody else.
Right.
And Ted Burgess, he used to stoke the boiler in the morning and at night.
Yes.
He used to stoke the old boiler.
And who was he? Was he a farmer?
He lived in a cottage near there.
Yeah,
he worked.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were lucky. We had running water. I mean, lots of. Burnhurst didn't have running water, you know, lots of the little cottages or anything in those days.
Right,
And there was no gas or electricity. So
you did have running cold water.
We did have running water. Yeah.
And the cottages had to go to a standpipe.
That's right, they had a standpipe in the village.
So what did you have to warm up the water then?
There was a boiler, boiler house, and he used to stand.
Yeah.
But the thing was, after about 4 or 6 baths, and the wash hand basins, the water ran cold, so you had to.
You used to use up all the heat.
That's right. You see.
So did you have a rush to who was?
You jumped in the bath with each other, and before one was out, and of course there was a line on the bath, a 5-inch water mark line on the bath, you know. But of course, if 2 of you got in there, the water level
went
up.
Made it better. That's right.
And then if you were too long in there, somebody would stand in the cubicle next door and dangle the mop in to get you out of there. The fun we had, you would not believe.
So you must have rushed off the lorries to
you
get it. Tripping off.
You would not believe the fun we had in that ablution block. And as I said, modesty went out the window, And I mean, some of the songs and the gimmicks and that, some of them got up to, you know, it was laugh a
some
minute.
These city girls.
No, it was, you know.
Yeah.
As I say, you know, I've never known a togetherness like there was at Burnhurst.
Right.
Never.
Yes.
Not anywhere. Not all the places I've worked, anything else, you know.